Wave pad is annoying. That's okay.
I'm gonna start the show.
Okay, you do that.
Once we get Brad on.
Alright, maybe minimized. Minimized.
Yeah, okay, Brad. You can try every trick you want. I'm starting the radio.
Alright. Damn it. Alright. As soon as I'm done with this, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna restart and then I'm gonna make a new partition, like a 10 gig partition, and I'm gonna install Windows X64 version, because I think there's a version of Skype made just for that, and see if, like, at any time I want to get on Skype, I'll just switch over to that OS.
Okay.
Hey, does it only happen when you get on Skype?
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, no, okay, no, that's not true. I mean, sometimes it'll happen with Microsoft Office applications.
Really?
That's so weird. I don't know. I need to reformat. This version of Windows is jank.
Did you... Actually, I'm not going to talk about that. He's gone. Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
We have a grand total of 6 listeners.
Huh? Holy crap.
Holy crap.
6 listeners?
Just started in there.
Crap.
Wow.
Dude, what are we going to talk about?
Nothing.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Dude, iOS 1. Hot.
I guess.
Whoa.
Did you get all...
I got all the songs that were on.
All the songs.
At the time. So there's, I think there's 14 total.
14?
14.
14. Alright, cool.
8 listeners.
Hey, did either of you guys download the entire Valentine's Day MVP?
No, I never even downloaded any of it.
Alright, well, Scott, you're gonna talk about it.
Okay.
Alright.
We're gonna talk about what we did for Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's a good one.
It's lame.
No, it's fine. Dude, let's just talk about dude, the org is down.
Like, random destiny. Again. Yeah, it is down.
Damn it. I can't get on there. I can't get new...
Yeah, I know.
Did you just get disconnected? Hello?
Hello?
Yo.
8 listeners.
There was 9 a second ago.
Holy crap. That's freaking cool.
What?
On FARC, there's a link to what a lightning strike looks like 20 meters away.
Ooh.
It's friggin' huge.
Okay. Thanks.
Shut up, man.
Thanks.
That's cool, but whatever, man.
I said thanks.
No, shut up.
What else? Dude, I said thanks. What do you want me to say?
Dog's toxic gas saves 2 girls from rape? What the hell?
What?
Right.
Smelly dog saves a girl
from
rape.
Sick.
Are you recording this, man?
Yeah.
Whatever. I know, I'm going to start off with we have a great show planned for you guys tonight.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a king-size show. I'm TiVoing this.
We spent weeks planning the show. But right before the show, we just decided, you know what, screw it.
We're going to wing it.
Exactly. No interviewing, nothing. Just us three. That's all.
we'll just call random people.
Yeah. All right, random.
It'll be good. All right, this is going to be a good show.
We're going to call up a random person named Claire.
Dude, we're going to do it. It's fine.
All right.
Yeah. It'll be awesome.
Do it. People are coming on now.
Uh-oh.
I think it's because we actually started on time.
Yeah.
People are like, what the hell?
Do you have do you have Buddha People queued up next?
Yes.
Good.
Dude, I got it, man. I'm on top of it.
Fine, good.
I'm on top of it.
Dude.
What the hell? A mob of 1,000 people have a pillow fight in San Francisco.
Huh?
Roughly 1,000 people drawn by internet postings and word of mouth converged near San Francisco's Ferry Building on Tuesday night for a half-hour pillow fight.
Wow.
It's fucking awesome.
How many?
1,000 people.
What the hell?
Kidding each other
site?
With pillows. I don't know.
Weirdos.
I haven't giggled so hard for a really long time.
Wow.
That's friggin' awesome.
Anyone put rocks in their pillows?
This is a guy with his shirt off going crazy with his pillow.
That is awesome.
Holy freaking crap. This is awesome. Dude, I want to be there.
Dude, it's done.
I know, but...
Brad. Be there.
I want to be there.
Be
period.
There.
Period.
Period.
Dude, we should have a pillow fight at ASUN.
Alright.
Or like, not.
Yes. No. I'm going to announce it. We're going to have a pillow fight at ASUN. Yes. No, I'm not kidding. I'm going to get like 20 AMV creators.
Yeah. Where are we going to do this pillow fight at?
Dude, in the hallway.
The hallway. Just randomly hit people too that they're walking.
Dude, and like, we'll get a rollaway bed just so we can take like that thin mattress and take
dude,
it off.
Dude, then I'm not doing the rollaway bed. $20.
That's fine.
No.
It's like $20 a night, right?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, and then queue up Fall Child's promo after thing, because it ends with, and now, RDS Radio.
Oh, I have it queued up with that RGB random destination thing.
No, that's not a promo, that's just a stupid song.
That's a stupid song.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Friggin' Skin Tulip.
Should I play that then?
No.
No?
No.
Just delete it?
Just delete it.
Okay, whatever.
Holy shit, Beg for Life was an RLS1. Durr.
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 You didn't know? God.
Durr, come on.
Durr. Durr. You're gonna take bets on how long you're gonna be on the line before your computer blows up.
No, I've got it minimized. It's not gonna.
Dude, happen. It is, man. You already tried that.
No, I didn't. The last time I didn't have the active application, but it was still up. It was next to everything. So I have it minimized.
Yeah, because that's really gonna affect it.
I think it is. I haven't crashed yet. Last time I was up for like 10 seconds and it was bam, gone.
I can actually like listen to the radio music and do the recording also.
How
awesome.
Will it record the music?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's like... Dude, I can hear that. Turn that on. Brad?
What?
Don't turn that on. You
bastard.
I've actually put together all of the ROS on a CD and I've been listening to it in my car.
Really?
Fag.
Yeah. Yeah, like, goddammit, Brad mixed all of these. Fag.
Although, hey, with...
Dude,
with
send me the Pendulum album.
Alright. It's so good. I can't believe I haven't sent it to you already.
Damn it, I've been running a torrent, I forgot. I should probably...
Oh my god. A torrent.
Oh, Helsing.
God, no!
It's not for me, it's for DCD, he wanted it.
Oh, yeah. So he's asking you instead of me.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
It's better than you, apparently. Or I guess you weren't around.
Wait, speaking of people, speaking of downloading things, how's Air coming?
I already finished that like 2 days ago.
Dude, well then how come you haven't been sending it to me?
I was supposed to.
Yes. No, I just want you to have it. I just want you to have it.
Okay.
Obviously. Well, maybe he thought you already saw it, you know.
No, I don't.
I thought I was going to like it.
I thought you didn't even like Air.
I thought I was going to like redraw every frame for you.
Dude, what is it for?
Dude, Cam sent me blank DVDs so I could send these to him.
Oh yeah, I know. He's working on an Air video, actually.
Yeah, and, well, he will be once he gets the DVDs.
He was working on it. He showed me betas already.
Alright, well, I guess he's been using fan subs or ROMs or whatever, but,
it looks pretty good, actually.
I'll, send it to you later.
Well, then call him back.
Dude, isn't he recording this? Dude, what the hell happened?
I don't know.
Are you still recording this?
Yeah. Well, no, I stopped recording when it kicked me off.
Oh, okay. I'll start
Close this program. There.
Did you blow up?
Hello?
Aysen?
Dude, you're breaking up, Beowulf.
I am?
Yeah.
Call him back.
Okay. Cool.
You're good to go. Good to freaking awesome. Go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. About 2.5 minutes, guys, and then we're gonna come in and talk about
the cool stuff.
Should I say we got Tom Cruise?
Dude, okay, that's so weird. Cause I just clicked a news story about Tom Cruise. I'm seriously looking at Tom Cruise's picture right now as you said that.
Awesome.
What the fuck, man? Are you spying on me?
A little bit. Looking at your...
Fuck, man.
...out of the window.
Seriously, that's really weird.
It's fine.
I can't believe you just said that.
It happens. I don't know.
It was like, there's a story on Fark, where like, where is it? Tom Cruise sends irate email to Drew, which is the guy that runs Fark. He's like, what the fuck? It was fake.
Okay.
And apparently him and Katie Holmes are breaking up.
Yeah. You didn't expect that to happen?
Dude, I thought they were... I don't believe in love anymore. How can I make a romance video now? I mean, God, there is no romance.
I know. 21. Hell is listening to us? Or this crap? What?
Echo.
Echo.
Dude, who is friggin'.
It's Peewolf.
Okay.
Turn your speakers off.
Huh?
Turn your speakers off.
Huh? Turn them off?
Yes.
Why would I do that?
Put on your headphones.
They are on.
And your speakers are not on?
No, my speakers are on. I can't record through my headphones. I have a USB headset.
Okay, but why do you need your speakers on to record?
Because I can't hear you.
Crap, you radio promo.
Oh.
30 seconds, guys.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
SNH knives.
He's never on here.
That was pretty lame.
It was pretty bad.
Whatever. 10 seconds, guys.
Alright.
You ready?
I was born ready.
Are you ready?
I'm gonna get kicked off right now.
Was awesome. Not really.
And we are back.
When did we leave?
Just sitting around, doing nothing.
Dude, sweet.
Hi, welcome to RDS Radio.
Welcome to RDS Radio.
As usual, we have,
Adam X. Radam X.
And, P-Whore.
That's not nice.
No, man, I love you, man.
Don't call him a whore.
No, you're not a whore.
He never makes me pay for it.
That's right.
And me, Sheesh knives.
Sheesh
knives.
Nice.
Yeah, no. great job with the promo, FC.
He can't rap.
Yeah.
Canadians can't rap.
Yeah, that was a good try of rapping.
No.
Anyways, we have a really good show lined up for you.
It's an amazing. I'm TiVoing this.
TiVoing? Because
yes,
know, we have video streaming as well.
On cable.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and it took us like weeks to plan it. I think. Don't we have Tom Cruise coming on?
We did. I think.
We did. Yeah, but shortly after, I mean, we started the radio. We decided, you know what? Screw that. We're just gonna wing it.
Okay, and here's why, guys. Here's why. Because I read a news story today that apparently Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are breaking up. And I mean, that hurt me so much because, I mean, if they can't even stay together, how am I supposed to believe in love anymore?
I don't know, man. I don't.
I mean, here I am. I'm supposed to be working on a romance video, and now I don't even believe that romance even exists
anymore.
Maybe you
could use that hurt.
No,
I can't. In the video.
I can't.
And, you know,
sucks, man.
Project that hurt to other people.
I cry a little bit.
All right, did you die a little bit inside?
A little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, no. late breaking news. The org is now down still.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because news we flash. Keep running out of hard drive space? Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Darrow said something along those lines.
Back up now.
Well, and we're supposed to be getting new drives in there like tomorrow or something.
Awesome.
I thought he did that yesterday.
Awesome. Hey, it's
awesome.
Dude, sweet.
Dude, it was down like 2 minutes ago. Hell.
Sweet, man.
What the hell?
The server knew that we were talking about it. We were talking smack. He was like, oh yeah? Watch this. Make them look like a bunch of fools.
Alright. Well, we're going to talk about, Bill, what did you do yesterday?
I did absolutely nothing and went to school.
I thought you went emo because it was V-Day.
Huh? No, it was emo because Best Buy didn't have the Volume 1 of Jungle War.
What about it?
Sucked.
It didn't come out.
No, it came out yesterday, but Best Buy didn't
wasn't
have
at
it.
Best Buy. Yeah.
It sucks, man.
It sucks. But nice today was a great day. Because they had it.
Because they had it. And it wasn't VD anymore.
Right.
Okay. Just kidding.
You love that acronym. VD.
I know, VD is hilarious. I got VD on VD.
Ew.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh yeah, it was good.
Get it sharing, get it?
Get it sharing.
Get it sharing.
Yeah.
That's my line, bitch.
Yeah.
What did you do, Brad?
I had a headache.
That's awesome.
And a toothache.
Well, apparently the mics are screwed up.
What?
The mics are screwed up.
I'm gonna listen in for just a second.
I'm gonna turn myself up and turn you guys down.
Well, I've been trying to turn mine down, but it keeps on going up. So,
well, okay.
I'm trying.
Dude,
to
okay.
Speak softly.
I sound terrible. I sound like a nuclear submarine. I sounded like I was in a nuclear submarine.
Well, I don't know because the live show sounds recording, and I think with this recording now I'm going to be really loud on the recording.
No, you're fine.
Everyone else is going to.
You actually sound exactly the same.
Oh, it's sweet.
Well, I know, but when it comes over the air, it sounds really bizarre. At least I do, anyway. I don't know why.
It's fine. It's okay. Maybe you just sound weird and you just don't know it.
Like, that's what I sound like in real life. I sound like I'm in a submarine.
Gay. Like I'm in a box. So, ASIN.
Hey, what did you... Wait, hold on, wait. What did you do? What did you do?
What did I do?
Did you get VD?
Yeah, I got VD.
Did you give it to Grace?
No, I...
Ew.
No.
No. Who does that?
Who does that, honestly?
Who gives Grace VD? Seriously, come on.
I guess I would be the only one who could.
Well...
You jerk.
I mean... I didn't want to tell you this on the air, but...
But kind of a big deal.
I'm so self-conscious about how I sound now.
Dude, who cares?
I don't want to say anything anymore.
Now you know how you sounded like before when you were doing the radio show on your own.
No, I didn't sound like that on my show.
What happened? Did you... hit puberty or something? What?
No, it's not the way my voice sounds. It's like it's all distorted and staticky and sounds
Brett.
All echoey and weird.
It's fine. Brett. It's a computer, man.
But
you sound perfectly fine on the recording, so it doesn't matter.
All right. Well, for posterity's sake, for posterity's sake, I sound fine. But for the here and now, the present,
yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, it's okay.
All right. Well, sorry.
Anyways,
yeah, ASIN.
Yeah, we're talking about ASIN because I'm trying to rally a bunch of people to go to ASIN even though you can't go.
And we're going to have a pillow fight.
Yeah, we're going to have a pillow fight. Just
a 20-man
like
pillow
20
fight.
20-man, we're going to have more, man.
30?
Let's bring it into the AMV the AMV room and start a pillow fight there.
That'll be awesome.
During ASIN.
Okay, that's what our panel will be. The AMV pillow fight. Hosted by Adam X and Koopa Scala.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Alright, did you bring your pillows? It doesn't have anything to do with AMVs.
We'll play a bunch of action videos, it'll make you want to do
a bunch of fight videos.
Yeah, there you go.
Smack.
Great. So yeah, you heard it here. We're gonna have a pillow fight panel.
Bonus points if you can bring an entire mattress.
And whack someone in the head with a mattress. How are you going to get a mattress in there?
I don't know. We'll just
be able to start picking up chairs or ripping off the cushions.
The cushions. That's a good idea, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think that's going to hurt, though.
With music by the pillows. That's a good one, kid.
Yeah, that's clever, kid.
Yeah,
that was
go home.
12-year-old.
Go home. Did the pillows actually play it at ASIN last year?
Yeah, if you were there.
And I didn't go to the show.
I heard it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was
not the
way
music
too loud
was just,
for me.
Yeah, it was just a bad room to have
it. Apparently it wasn't the band that was bad. It was just like the room was not a good room for a live concert.
The setup.
And like the sound engineers didn't know what they were doing. And,
Yeah.
All the fans were gay.
Well, I mean, all these anime fans, you know, they go, "Oh, the pillows, they play anime music, right?" Well, they play like maybe like two or three songs in one show, but the rest of their stuff is just their own stuff, you know. And the fandom people, they're like, you know, yay anime music, but then they start playing this other stuff they don't know, and they're like, "What? I don't understand."
Just kind of jump around to it.
What anime is this from? Yeah.
Are they going to have another band this year? I think they are.
I'm pretty sure they are. They're still working on the guest list right now, but...
They're probably going to add them on like a week before ASIN. Whatever, actually go to any of those events.
I can't remember the last actual con-related event that I went to that wasn't AMV-related. At least... It's at least outside of OhioCon, but that doesn't count because I was staffing. But like at AWA, ASIN, and Otakon, I really can't think of anything.
What else would you do? I mean, seriously.
I think at AWA, I was gonna actually go and watch anime with Rosart one time.
Wait, is there a new logo?
Didn't.
Sorry, someone just said that on there.
Talk about the new logo.
Is a new logo up?
There
shouldn't
be. I'm afraid to go check.
Why?
Because I don't want to do anything on my computer.
Oh, yeah.
Crash.
Oh, yeah, all right,
I can talk about this. Yeah.
Rather than just spontaneously in the middle of the show.
It's very possible.
Because his computer is being dead.
Yeah.
So if I'm talking to him and all of a sudden you just don't hear him, yeah, he's...
I don't know what's going on. I mean, it mostly has to do with Skype. I don't know what... I'll be like scrolling, you know, a document, and then all of a sudden, bam, my screen just goes black, and it's just gone.
Right.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's weird.
Maybe you should stop raping it.
I can't, dude.
Okay. Sorry.
It was my Valentine.
Well, Lee told me to call him on Skype, but he's not on Skype, so...
Oh, great.
I'm not supposed to do that. Well, I guess I could try calling him. Even though it says it's not there.
SNH not.
It's probably hiding, bastard.
Hang on.
Alright, so, yeah, Brandon Peele's supposed to do an Iron Chef tonight.
Were we?
We both pushed out and didn't do it. Jerks.
Yeah, I think we just kind of just, like, Dude, there's no way I can run Skype and Premiere at the same time.
That's fine.
I'll do it after I reformat. Yeah.
Alright. Well, anyways, I have a bunch of songs to play anyway. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I put up a thread on RDS. If you want to send a song, put it up on the FTP.
On my FTP?
Yeah, on Mr. Bradham's FTP. So we're not taking any more songs for tonight. But, alright, let's see what we have in line for tonight. We have... I'm gonna play two songs right now. One is from Angel X, and the next one is from Brad, actually.
Okay, please call me now.
Good song. It's right. Shoreline. It's a good song. Right.
Why is Lee calling me?
We'll figure it out. Here you go. We are off.
It's a good song. It's Shoreline. It's a good song. I sound so weird.
Dude, I've been trying to call Lee this whole time and he just won't go through.
He just called me.
He's like, dude, what the hell?
Dude, call somebody else and have them imitate Lee.
Ooh.
Call, I don't know, Claire.
Yeah.
Claire.
Yeah, call Sat. Get be Lee.
Alright, I'm gonna go make some food. Bye.
No, dude. What are you doing?
Fag.
Why you gotta be a jerk, man?
Huh? Cause it can.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, Angel X always sends me the anime songs. Do you want me to turn this off?
What is this song is gay?
Dude, what? Yeah, you want me to skip through it?
I don't care.
I mean, no one's really complaining about it. It's an anime song.
God. Probably from like Popotan or something. Some lowly thingy. Ichigo, go.
Do you want me to change it?
I don't care.
People are saying it's crappy.
Metro's
saying it's crappy, some people are saying it's not crappy.
It's gonna tell us like WTF. What is going on? No.
Okay then.
I'm whacking.
What's so bad with this song? It's freaking.
It's lowly.
It is a lowly song. Dude, we have nothing to talk about.
It's fine. I'm gonna talk about your video.
What video? No,
your
I'm not
video.
Talking about that. Now.
I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna let
the cat
out of bag.
Dude, you're late.
I'm gonna let the cat out of bag.
I've been talking about it anyway. No one's gonna care until it's
over. The cat is gonna be.
Dude, wait.
It's gonna shred the bag.
Just wait until after April 1st after it releases. Then you can interview me if you have no one.
Alright, fine.
Yep.
Dude, let's interview Metro.
No.
Let's interview Sat.
You already did that.
That's fine.
No.
Ow.
No.
No.
Come on. There's nobody else, man. Does your tooth still hurt?
What?
Does your tooth still hurt?
I interview my tooth. Ask it why it hurts so bad.
I don't know. Are you going to get that fixed?
Yeah.
When?
I
want
to get some money. It'd be nice.
Lame.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ichigo, go, go. That's funny.
What?
No, I was just talking about that Ichigo, go, go video. No, Deja Vu was talking about it. That's kind of funny. Alright, I'm going to try opening up. Oh, there we go. Yeah, we can talk about Dick Cheney.
No. This is this broken social scene? Did you give Lee an idea for a video or what?
Well, sort of. I gave him one of my ideas.
Which one?
To that Voodoo People song.
I don't know that idea. Isn't that too difficult?
Well, yeah, that's what he's saying.
Well, what? Didn't you want him to rotoscope an entire...
Well, no. I mean, well, like I said, it wouldn't be the entire video. No.
Had a bad color. Call her a bitch again.
No, I can't. Well, I never did.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I never did.
Shut up, man.
Hey, you're freaking crazy. Wait, are you calling her?
It's fine.
Look at that. She's mad now. You friggin' fake one. Yeah, I did call her over. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I did.
Lowly Tomy. It's hilarious. Dude, what the hell are we going to talk about when we get back?
Dude, it's fine.
What? Ah. Are you going to work on anything? Dude, I can't do my video in 3 days, you jerk.
I'm not saying you should do your video in 3 days.
I can't. It's impossible.
Okay, fine. Then don't.
Why you gotta do this to me, man?
So basically, I need to be working on my video.
Who does this?
So
dude,
I need to work on my video.
Just tell me what vibe of this...
Okay, basically, what you're saying is I need to be working on my video in order for you to be working on your video.
No, I've been working on mine regardless.
I know, but well, then why are you giving me crap about me not working on mine?
Because I want you to have a video for Aysen.
I will have a video for Aysen. Don't even worry about it. 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 It's fine.
Sorry, man. I can't do anything.
It's fine. Don't even worry about it.
Just make something. Or just...
Okay, do you want to... Check it out. I am officially working on it because I started rewatching the series last night.
That's not officially working on it.
It is because
no, it's not.
That was going to be the first step in doing it because I haven't watched it since like shit like crap. Oh my god.
Since like crap. All right.
No, Lee is calling me, and so is Stay.
Shoot.
Hold on. I don't want to do anything.
Don't pick up. Do not.
I'm not. Crap. I'm minimizing it. I'm minimizing it.
Stop calling.
Don't
Brad.
Call Brad. You'll kill me.
His computer will blow up.
It will kill me. I like the new ring. It's
oh
not like
god.
A. Dude, oh my god.
Oh my again.
It doesn't ring the same way anymore. It just goes blink, 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 blink. It's kind of weird. Dude, tell him to stop calling.
Dude, I told him to stop calling.
It's still ringing.
No, dude, I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's just ringing on your end.
Oh, shit, I can't.
This is hilarious.
All right, I'm going to hang up on him. Okay, good. All right, I'm good. I'm in the clear. I'm so afraid to do anything in Skype.
Maybe you should try an older version.
I don't know where to get it.
From me?
All right, we'll send it.
I think I have an old version.
After you send me air.
Okay.
I love how Berserk.
And we're what? Back, yeah.
Hey!
Yeah,
dude.
Hi!
Oh, I just love to talk about Berserk.
Huh?
You jerk!
It's fine, it wasn't anything bad.
Sorry.
What?
Huh?
Hi.
Dude, okay, are we gonna.
Yeah, we're back, sorry.
Okay, so we couldn't get Lee on.
Yeah, we couldn't
reason.
Get Lee on, I'm sorry.
He tried calling me.
He tried calling me. And
we're all freaking out.
I was freaking out because, oh my god, if I do anything, if I touch Skype, my computer's gonna blow up. Like, oh shit.
It's fine.
But finally, I hung up, and I'm fine.
Alright,
good job.
Awesome. Coast is
you're probably
clear.
Gonna blow up anytime soon. Now.
Don't do it. Don't say that.
Alright.
So, Zarxrax and AquaSky, mm-hmm. They're doing their Iron Chef match on Sunday.
Okay. Awesome.
It's going to be the first match of the semifinals.
How about the other match?
Liz and Xnod have not talked yet. But, yeah.
Get them going. How long has this been going?
A long time. But the round
this
four
has gotten
didn't...
longer than the first one, hasn't it?
I don't think so. The first one, I mean, had half as many people, and it still lasted a really long time.
I guess.
I still need to make the compilation videos. Damn it! Ugh! I don't want to. Things are so tedious. You have no idea.
No,
how
it's
you have no idea how tedious those freaking
them
videos
anymore.
Are. I know. No, each one is getting like 600 to 800 hits.
Dude, that's just the people reclicking it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Yep.
The hell?
Yep.
Skylink wants us to do friggin' shoutouts? Gay, no thanks.
Who does shoutouts?
Nobody.
Nobody's listening to this. You'd be shouting it out to yourself.
That's maybe. Crap. How many listeners do we have?
A lot. We have like 70 listeners.
No, we don't. Shut up. No, or like 17.
17. 25. Well, we picked up a caller.
Oh,
random caller here.
Hey, guys.
Yo. Hi.
Wait, who is it?
We have TJ on the line.
Whoa, TJ.
Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Back,
do you have any more promos for us?
Not yet. I could probably make some more, though.
No,
please
it's
do.
Fine.
No, please do.
All right, fine. Make one of P-Wolf.
Okay. I'll try to think of something.
P-Wolf is pretty much a mainstay.
Yeah,
on Argus Radio because he records.
Unless Jay can figure out how to record.
No, it takes too much effort.
Dude, basically, you know, when Jay is not, you know, on the air, he is working on his new video. So
yeah,
you can't tell him to do that.
Leave me alone. I really am working on a new video.
He actually dropped out of school and quit his job.
Cool.
He just stays at home all the time.
And I sit in front of my computer and edit all day.
That's some dedication right there.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And
I feel like the video's only 1 minute long. That's the crazy part.
Shut up. It might be just 1 minute long if I don't speed it up here.
Dude, after you get past this part, it's going to go so fast.
No, it's not. Because the chorus comes up after 20 more seconds.
That's fine.
No.
No, it's fine.
What?
Just don't stop doing that thing.
That thing? No, dude, no. I'm sorry. The whole thing will just be sex.
Wait, I'm talking to myself? What are you talking about? What?
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
I can't hear you.
God damn it. I hate that. Every time I call someone, my microphone gets muted. Lame.
Be back?
Yeah, I mean, on the recording, it's all good, but then on the live show, it's just like, all of a sudden, you guys are talking to yourself. Yeah.
That's great.
Sorry.
Like, Adam is talking to himself. No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, you are. Well, we actually have TJ here. I don't think anyone heard that.
Yes.
Because I was the one that said it was TJ. Is he here?
Hello?
Yeah.
TJ?
Says it is.
He blew Asen?
Up. TJ? Asen?
Asen? Asen? Asen? He's gone. All right.
Well.
We're not doing this. You're not interviewing
that.
Me, man. Even if we don't have an interviewee for the night, you're not going to interview me.
But tell me, where did you get your favorite
name? Shut up.
Tell me about your mother.
No. Go home.
I'm going to ask you some really personal questions.
Really personal questions.
I mean, I'm going to
ask you some really personal questions. Where'd you get that rash?
If you already gave... No,
on the bottom side of your... Yeah.
But that was from you, wasn't it?
Oh, I gave you VD on VD?
Maybe.
Okay.
Cool. Maybe. I think so.
Alright, cool.
Maybe it was... Peel.
Peel isn't even here anymore.
What the hell? Yeah, he is.
He's not saying anything. It's just you and me. If you blow up, I'm just going to be talking to myself.
I'm here.
There he is.
Hey,
I'm making food in the kitchen, so...
Yeah, sure. Where's TJ? Where'd you bring TJ?
I have no idea. Can you guys hear me? Yeah.
There you are. What the hell? Okay. They miraculously came at the same time.
My headphones got unplugged and I accidentally muted them.
Sure.
Yeah. No,
I invite you to the room and then you and P-Wolf like sneak off for a little bit.
All right, hang on. We have a request. We're supposed to say Happy Valentine's Day to Jessica, but we're not going to do it. So,
yeah.
Sorry. That's not going to happen.
What the hell? My mic just randomly muted again. What the
I will not say Happy Valentine's Day.
It's not Valentine's Day anymore.
Yeah.
I know.
Too late,
exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, you're a jerk. Did you even get her anything? Probably not.
Probably not.
Is this the best you can do? Just give a shout out?
Probably
on RDS Radio.
On Stupid Radio Show? What the hell? Loser.
It's lame, man.
Seriously.
It's pretty lame.
The lame MP3 encoder.
Yeah.
That was lame.
Yeah. That was my joke, too, man. I can't believe you picked that up from me, you lamer.
Sorry, pal.
All right,
wait. Did we lose TJ again?
No,
I'm still here.
All right, well, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Not too much, really. Just doing school, mainly.
All right. What'd you vote for in the VC8s?
Which category? Anything in particular?
For video of the year, what you vote for?
Hold on, let me check my thing. I don't remember.
Dude, come on.
Dad,
you know you voted for
You know.
Special edition.
No, you didn't vote for Mittenox special edition.
Okay, that's the last time I'm saying that.
No,
it's not.
Voted for
you're
going to
be saying that
at original.
Say what?
DJ,
I think I voted for Mittenox special edition for most original.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Best
right now I have, for my videos of the year, my five picks at the moment. View to a Kill is one of my favorites from the year.
Good call.
Jihaku.
Good call.
NE5 Squared by Yonsky is one of my favorite videos I saw. Zensumo. And then the 25-minute monster, Dead of the World.
Yeah.
You got the air on the last video.
Yeah.
It's alright.
It's alright. if you're into
enjoyed
that
it.
Thing.
Maybe if it was longest video of the year, I would have voted.
All right, that's fine. That's fine. That's cool.
Which was a category that got rejected. I don't know why.
Longest video of the year.
Longest video of the year.
Kind of subjective. Not sure why that one got rejected.
I don't know, man. Same with the shortest video of the year. What the hell is up with that?
It's totally subjective.
What the hell is up with that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't make the decision when it comes to that, so.
I thought you were admin.
I'm only on the admin on the forums.
Who did get to make the decision on that?
I think it was Darrow and Fade.
P-Hade.
Really?
I think so.
Did they just get fed up with all the crappy category suggestions?
All the malarkey?
I would imagine so.
No way. I'm sure they laughed at every single one.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, what did you vote for best romance?
Let's see. Right now, Always in My Heart by Daniel.
Oh, come on.
You lame. Get out of here.
Get
out of here. Dude, he's not even listening to the radio. Get out of here.
That's so sappy.
Forbidden. So
are you kidding me?
I laughed
so bad when he showed that video at ASIN. I'm like, are you kidding me? That'd be a joke.
Memories by Jasper Isis. Love okay. Burns Brighter. And then Waking
Hour.
That's lame too. Get out of here.
I haven't downloaded all the romance ones yet, though. I'm still downloading those.
No, I'm okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Daniel. He's one of my best friends. But that video is the most fan pandering, staff ever. He knows it.
Well, I haven't seen it. I've only seen the Escaflowne in that. I haven't seen anything else that's in the.
What? But you mean of
source-wise
of all the anime? Okay, we'll see. Even still, it's just you know what proves it? He actually hates Fushigi Yugi.
Fushigi
Yugi is one of his least favorite shows, but he put it in there because he knew that the fans would go for it.
That's pretty awesome.
I know, God.
The lamer. I'm glad he's not going to be at ASIN. No, just kidding. Not going to miss him.
No, Daniel's he's a great guy, but that's a total sap video. Oh well, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right, how about the best horror?
Say it, people.
He's making food. Damn it.
Special edition. Sadly not on there. Now, I still need to download more of them, but Lured Enchantment by Icy Cloud is one of my favorites.
All
right. Mayumi's Daughter, another one by Yonsky, is one of his video on the Pro Disc this year.
Yeah.
Running by Rocket, I thought was really good, and then Spleen in the Sky by Mad Bunny, which was the William Shatner video. It's pretty horrifying.
Yeah. And then Dead to the World, right?
Yeah. Probably.
Right. All right. That's fine. That's fine. Alright, what else?
Best trailer.
There you go.
Well, I only think there was, three trailers this year, so... right now I just have a Grand Stream and Living in Sin.
Which one is Living in Sin?
That's the one that's
Requiem. Yeah, it's
Requiem's video. Oh, okay. Alright. That's fine.
Alright, well... Thanks for your input.
You're welcome.
I have a bunch of songs.
Hey, Wolf.
What the hell?
We need you. Dude. Back. Welcome.
That's crazy.
Dude, why do you keep leaving?
Stop dropping.
It's not my fault.
Even Brad hasn't dropped yet.
I know.
I'm sorry.
This is crazy.
And this computer's haywire.
I seriously haven't touched my computer in half an hour.
I don't think I'm doing anything different.
Oh, sorry. Actually, I need to take this time. I'm going to take the time to get a drink.
You jerk.
Okay. I don't know. Figure out someone to call. Be right back.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry, TJ. We really had nothing planned tonight at all.
That's okay. I don't mind.
We're just like, whatever. Quick, make us another promo.
I don't know. I have to think of something first because I have.
Make
I
something with Beowulf. Yeah,
I'll have to think of something that works, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
What about me?
Why do you gotta make me sound like such a rapist, man? Jeez. You're supposed to keep that down.
Because it's true.
You're supposed to keep it down, though. You jerk.
You never told me to keep it on the down low.
Dude,
I saw you drinking more coffee.
That's just an unspoken rule. That way I can sneak in on the noobs coming in, like, wham!
Oh, okay.
Now you just blew my cover.
Yeah, I apologize for that.
It's fine. So are you going to ASIN? Yeah, you are.
No.
Come on!
If you pay for my way, I'll go.
Do they accept wumpum?
I don't think so.
Damn it. Can't you ship yourself over here?
Sadly not.
Where are you from?
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado. Is there anyone else in Colorado?
Kasanzi is.
Really?
Yeah.
Freaking go with him.
Is he gone?
I don't know. Make him go.
He lives pretty far away from me, though. He's in Colorado
Springs.
Dude,
it's fine. You can meet him at the airport, hug him there, and all that stuff.
I don't even know if he remembers me. I met him at the one of the local con, but I don't know if he knows who I was.
Dude, he'll remember you. He's not an elitist yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. If he wins, like, Noob of the Year or Creator of the Year, which I doubt. I mean, he'll probably get Newbie of the Year.
Who, what now?
Kasanzi.
Yeah.
But he's up for Creator of the Year, too. Like, when we interviewed him, I didn't know.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
But, I mean, I doubt he's going to win that. He's not popular enough to win Creator of the Year.
Yeah.
Dude, that's kind of mean, man.
What? It's not being mean. It's
dude,
just,
why are you
he's
being
just
a
not,
bastard?
Dude, he's just not been out that long. His name just hasn't gotten traveled as far as some of the others.
Dude, you know who's going to win Creator of the Year?
Decoy.
No, it's going to be Vic Bond.
Vic Bond again.
That's what I'm going for.
You're lame.
Did he even do anything this year?
What?
Did he even do anything this year? Like releasing?
He made a kiddie grade video that didn't get anything. Didn't
no,
do anything.
This year.
Then I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, 2005.
Yeah, I mean, for...
What about the year that he won?
The year that he won, he made that... that Mad.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
But he also, because he got a most helpful member because of, he released that guide.
He made that guide, which really didn't say anything new. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, well.
Whatever.
I like Vic. He's a good guy.
Except for being weird.
No.
I've never actually talked to him, so like.
Guys, I had an epiphany while I was downstairs.
Awesome.
Read something about Nutella.
Are you shitting me? Yes, it is. God damn it.
That's what you said the last time you had Nutella, okay? God damn it. It's not like I can read your mind. It's just that you totally say me the same things over and over.
No, but it's not the same thing, though. It,
yeah,
it does
dude,
have to
said,
do with Nutella.
Dude.
But
no.
I can't believe you. You know me too friggin' well. You
dude,
knew that
it's
I was
fault.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are twins.
Hello.
I mean, like, as I was looking at that thing about Tom Cruise, you're like talking about Tom Cruise. Like, God damn it,
dude, it's all right.
You friggin' crazy ass.
So when you die,
psycho.
I'm gonna die a little bit inside.
You are. Actually, I think you're gonna have a stroke. Probably.
I'm gonna have a stroke. No. It's like I'm gonna be driving and I'm gonna get a stroke and get a third car accident.
Ow! Damn it!
Ew,
ow.
God damn it! Brain,
my brain! My freaking brain! No! Damn you, Brad! No, okay. Anyways, here's my epiphany. Nutella flavored ice cream.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You don't actually have that, though.
No.
They
need to make it.
You can, man.
Where?
You've seen Food Network, right?
Yes, I've seen Food Network.
Just the entire network in general. You've seen
Yes,
it.
I've seen the All entire right. thing.
That's it. They can make it.
Okay, I'll send this to Food
they
Network.
They can totally make Nutella-flavored ice cream.
I know they could. That's what I'm saying. They need to.
I'm sure there is, actually. Because, well, I mean, there's recipes where you put, like, Nutella with ice cream in a sandwich. Not like a sandwich,
on
like an ice cream.
A piece of bread.
I mean, like an ice cream sandwich with Nutella on it.
I'm talking about, okay, I mean, you know, they have, like, peanut butter flavored ice cream and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they have Nutella.
No, they don't. I've never seen it. They don't.
I'll freaking look for it.
Well, fine,
I bet
I will.
You, if I look at it right now, I bet you I can find it.
Fine. Do it.
All right, we're going down.
I'm not, I mean, this is an occasion where I would like to be wrong, because I want it, you know.
Dude, it's right here.
Well, don't link me to it. Don't link me to it.
Dude, there's even a recipe that uses it.
Well, I want it.
Dude, come on.
I don't have an ice cream maker.
Dude, come on. Oh, it's gelato. It's even better.
Ah, damn.
Nutella flavored gelato.
Alright, well, you need to make some.
Dude, I don't have this stuff.
Neither do I.
Well, too bad. Dude, that sounds good. I want some right now.
I want some so bad. That's what I'm talking about on,
dude,
freaking
on
the radio.
Nutella
is...
What stupid Nutella.
Oh man, that was delicious.
What?
I just had two cheeseburgers.
It's so rich. I just had burgers. So
funny. I'm not fancy like you and your PB and NJ, you know.
Dude, no, you didn't hear
cheeseburger.
No. Nutella flavored ice cream.
Oh, it's not exactly Nutella ice cream.
Well, what is it?
There's one pint chocolate ice cream, softened until spreadable, not melted, one cup of Nutella.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's lame.
No,
jerks.
Nutella flavored ice cream.
Well, I'm sure there is, man. Actually, no, there is. I saw it. It said, like, yeah, some place made it, but I don't know where you can just buy it.
I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna get an ice cream maker. I'm gonna make it.
Nutella cheesecake.
I don't even like cheesecake, but that sounds pretty good.
Because it's creamy and Nutella?
Yes.
Alright.
What the hell is this song?
I don't know, it's Bright Eyes.
It's like weird. Emo.
Dude. This song is going to be evil. Leave me alone. Sorry, DJ. You're just alone for the ride right now.
That's okay. I'm enjoying it.
Are you really?
I am.
Okay, good. I think you're enjoying it. That's
what
we're here
to,
for.
I think we need to skip the song, but play another promo after the song.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing a promo after the song.
Which one?
Oh, you'll see.
I won't see it.
You'll hear it. Why are you listening to the radio? Who listens to this crap?
Dude, skip the song. Everyone hits it.
Dude, the song's almost over. Rocket sent me that song.
I know.
Alright, song this week.
Yes. Nice.
Sorry, TJ.
That's okay.
You're the only one that sent us something good here. No one else has anything good for us. Everyone loves it too, so. Can you do?
Yeah, I was actually pretty surprised. I thought I would just be creeped out by him. So.
No, dude, it's hilarious. And we are back.
Dude, I wear short shorts.
I know you are.
Time.
I know you're
all
not
the
even
time.
Wearing anything right now.
Dude,
you took
no,
them
I'm
off
wearing.
Last night, didn't you?
Dude, I wear short shorts.
Just
that promo.
Walk
awesome.
Around. Keep bounce quarters off my ass all the time.
To the moon.
Quarters. How about silver dollars?
Dude, that would hurt.
It's a little too heavy.
Fine. I mean, wouldn't it bounce more?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Awesome.
Maybe.
Awesome.
Yep. Alright, guys. Alright, listen. I had an epiphany while
dude,
I was downstairs.
I know your epiphany.
Dude, I'm not telling you. I'm telling the audience. Yeah. Alright, here we go. I know that many of you know of my love for Nutella.
Thought you were going to say something else.
What? For what?
I don't know, but just something comical.
Okay, sorry. Of my love for Nutella.
For George Michael.
For George Michael, too. I had an epiphany. And it's Nutella-flavored ice cream. Not, like, chocolate ice cream with Nutella mixed in. That's not what I'm talking about. That's gay.
Why is that really... Is that really that gay?
Well, okay, no. It would probably still be pretty awesome. But... I'm saying I want Nutella flavored ice cream.
It's fine.
It's like eating a big, you know, spoonful of Nutella.
There is Nutella ice cream. I already looked it up, man.
Well, I know, but I don't have it here.
Freaking find it.
Well, I don't.
Ship you.
Fine, thank you.
Do it.
Thank
it's
you.
Your birthday,
dude. July 5th.
All right, maybe I'll ship you a pint of Nutella ice cream.
Dude, sweet.
Sweet, man.
White men.
But it'll have a stopover at Australia.
It has to ship through Australia first.
So those angry, warm Canadians can...
Yeah. The factory is actually in Indy, but they have to get it to me, they have to ship it to Australia first.
Route it all the way to Australia. Exactly.
It's kind of out of the way.
A little bit. Speaking of which...
What?
I don't know. I want a Subaru.
A Scooby-Doo?
A Subaru.
A Scooby-Doo?
A Scooby-Doo.
Yes. Dude, it's friggin' steak. Slim.
Dude, what about him?
Is he even live anymore? I didn't realize that.
No, he's here. We used to have him on RDS Radio, man.
I know, but not lately.
Well,
call him.
I can't see him.
Well, what the hell?
I can't see him or Lee.
Friggin'
That's
hell.
Why I can't call either of them. It's fine. It
back in hell. Does he even edit anymore?
Steak? Yeah. Actually, I was talking to him a while ago, and he's like,
actually.
Yeah,
probably name the video.
He's probably working on growing his beard. Have you seen his beard, man? It's huge.
Is he like trying to beat Walter Scott?
He might be, but remember,
dude, that's impossible.
Beard, you can't beat him.
You can't beat it. Cannot beat Oh My God Beard. Hang on, we'll post that. Hang on. That is
that
the
picture is pretty awesome.
That is the most amazing beard ever.
That was not Photoshopped at all.
It's not. It's not at all. I'm serious. Oh, I was so thankful that Matt was sitting right where he was.
That was a great photo that
Well, because, I mean, like, I remember looking through your camera, and I had to do a double take. Like, what the? What? Oh, okay.
There it is. That thing is hilarious.
Oh, my God, period. Trial's freaking out. Oh, my God, what is that?
Holy
that is well. Wait, you haven't seen that picture?
No,
Scott?
I never saw that one. That's awesome.
Steak and beat that would be hilarious.
Steak, that is your mission. You have to beat. He says, "I'm not growing that." No,
yeah,
you have
are.
To.
Come on, man. Well, if you're not editing, what the hell?
Shit.
I didn't be like, dude, I have a blanket right here. It's my beard.
It's pretty disturbing.
I'm like, cut it out again.
What?
It's growing its crotch beard.
Wow.
That'd be hilarious, dude.
It's gross.
I don't want to see that one, actually. Anyways.
TJ, what are you working on?
Right now I'm working on a video for Otakon.
Really?
Really.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
No way.
Yep.
Yahweh. Yahweh.
Touché.
Indeed.
Alright, well, can you tell us about it, or are you going to stick with the whole...
Wait. Before you say anything.
Alright.
I heard a rumor that you're going ASIN.
That's a rumor. But, no, I'm not.
Dude, come on!
Come on!
It's ASIN!
Come on!
Dude, pillow fight!
Bring Kazanzi with you.
It's pillow fight.
Because you guys are neighbors.
Oh, you live in Colorado?
He lives hours away from me, so...
Dude,
that's the least I imagine.
It's just like, you know, you just walk over the next mountain. It's right there.
You all live in the mountains, right? That's how it works over there in Colorado.
I'm not in the mountains, sadly. Or perhaps not sadly, but...
I'm sorry. So, would it be beneficial to you to have such a big beard like Walter Scott?
No, I don't think it would.
Damn it!
Unless I was homeless, of course, and then it would be awesome.
Insta-homeless, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
There we go.
See, Kazanzi's talking. He's like, yeah, he's going.
Dude, Kazanzi is up
to
the
pillow. He's planning on going.
Awesome.
Dude, are you serious? I gotta call him now. I'm gonna call up Kazanzi. And we're gonna get Kazanzi and TJ to go to ASIN.
Dude, we're gonna get everybody at ASIN. It's gonna be...
Yeah, everybody.
It's gonna be crazy.
We're gonna get all the Germans to go too.
Dude, freaking Shane.
What's going on?
Dude, hey,
Kazanzi, oh. Matt.
Dude.
Matt.
Colorado.
You're going to ASIN, right?
Yeah, I'm planning on it now.
Are you serious?
I'm going to try, yeah, because, I mean,
awesome.
If I can get the time off, then yeah, definitely.
Dude, you have a room with us.
Dude,
so, come on. Bring TJ with you. Freaking just hop over the next mountain.
Yeah, hop over the mountains.
I'll go.
I'll go hiking up.
TJ, if Kazanzi goes, will you... You go.
If he wants to pay my way, I sure will.
Pay your way?
Dude, don't have to pay. Just stuff them in your suitcase or something.
I'll drive you to the airport.
I think I'm close. You're what, in Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm closer to the airport than you are.
Pick me up and drive me to the airport.
I don't have a car.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, bring a wagon.
Grow your beard.
Yeah. I could ride on it like a carpet.
Just fly.
Magic beard ride.
It's magic. Exactly.
That sounds pretty sweet.
And I'm so jealous of Walter Scott. He doesn't need to fly. He doesn't need to pay for
it's
air.
It's not that cold in India right now, is it?
Do what now?
It's not that cold in India that you'd need a big beard. I'm sure he was dying out in it.
No, I'm talking about being able to fly anywhere with your magic beard.
Oh, okay.
It's friggin' awesome.
Yeah, but Matt, if you're going to go, are you going to have a video?
Yeah, I don't know which one I'm gonna do, but I'm working on a couple right now.
Awesome. April 1st, so, man. April 1st.
Yeah, whichever one finishes first, I'll submit to ASAP.
Alright, good. Alright,
awesome.
Yeah, more people. Awesome.
Awesome.
Swipe.
Make sure you bring your pillow.
My pillow, yeah. I'll get
a big pillow
one
fight.
Yep.
50 man pillow.
Brad, serious. Go actually submit that to Julius if we can do a pillow fight as a panel.
The A and B pillow fight hosted by at Max and Kubiski.
You didn't bring a pillow. That's all it says on the description. Make
on the
sure
description is just it's just bring a pillow.
Bring a pillow.
And explain the rest later.
That'd be hilarious.
Be pretty awesome.
Sorry.
That's fine. Yeah. Mm,
yep.
Yes.
Mm, yes. Indeed.
All right, TJ. Sorry. Wait, you were talking about your Otakon video. Can you tell us anything about it, or are you going to be sticking with the whole secrecy thing for Otakon?
Well, I'm not going to say the music, but right now it's just Read or Die, the TV series.
Really?
Any genre?
Yeah. Action, probably, if anything.
Okay. Neat. I haven't seen a really good R.O.D. TV video.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, TV.
Not TV. The TV. No.
I never even saw R.O.D. TV.
It's pretty awesome.
I saw the first, like, 6 episodes. Oh. But it was pretty good.
Sorry.
All right, on.
Sorry.
And Matt, are you still working on your GSG video?
Actually, no.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm working on 2 different ideas completely.
All right.
But yeah, that one kind of. I sent a couple songs to Coop a couple weeks back, and he didn't approve.
What are we talking about?
Oh, I see. So yeah, it has to go through Coop now.
Yes, everything.
What are we talking about here?
I thought I was your mentor, you jackass.
Yeah, but I haven't talked to you for a while. You've been avoiding me.
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. I've seen it. A long ago,
was on
it's like Adam X has flipped you the bird.
Oh. Ouch. Ouch. Jesus, Brad, why you gotta be such an elitist jerk?
Yeah.
Because I only have 2 digits in my user ID. okay, yeah, we figured this out in chat earlier. If your user ID on the org has 3 or less digits in it, then you're an elitist. And if it has 5 or more, then you're a noob. And if it only has 4, then you're a jerk.
Yes.
I guess I'm a noob.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
you're a noob.
It's fine. I'm a noob helping out other noobs.
Yeah.
Vote Coop, most helpful.
Yeah, I've got minus 6 digits.
Dude, you're an uber noob, man. Jesus.
I'm such
fine.
A jerk.
Yeah, Mule is just a jerk.
He's just a jerk. He's not quite elitist yet. He's just a jerk.
I'm a friggin' elitist. I can't help it.
It's fine. That's why Kazanzi's gonna vote for me.
I know.
Yeah, see?
I'm not even gonna vote for myself, because I honestly don't even know how I got onto the Most Helpful. But
how did you get onto Most Helpful?
You're on Most Helpful?
I helped a lot of people, but it's not a lot of people that I knew were on the org. It was like just local people or people that I talked to from cons.
Well, that's good enough. I mean, I'm sure
yeah,
they check the
I
org.
Guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even talk to any local people.
Maybe you inspired them that.
Right.
Holy motivational speaker. What do you want to do with your life? And I create AMVs in the van down by the river.
Awesome.
Yes, and Steak Slim, you are a jerk. You jerk.
You jerk.
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 You're freaking jerky.
Jerk.
God. Jerk. I can't believe you're such a jerk. God. What are you, Jason? Jerk.
By the way, SNH Knives is not on.
It's not
the
even
line.
On. What the hell?
It's yeah. P-Wolf.
God.
What the hell? Freaking Skidcola. You noob.
We have Kazanzi and DJ here.
Freaking
I'm
noob.
So insulted.
God. You noob.
God.
Phil, you just got called SNH Knives, man. What do you have to do about
that
it?
That hurts. Does that?
You just got mistaken for a noob.
He just got knifed.
Yep. That's a knife.
Knifed. Dude, you got knifed.
Dude, you're knifed.
You got knifed. You got AK and everything? Yeah, knifed. Sorry. So, Matt, what are you working on for ASIN then?
Well, the video I'm working on right now is actually yet another dance vid, but one that's a lot more advanced than my last one was.
A lot more advanced?
Well, I mean,
is it longer?
Yes, it is longer.
Okay.
But if you compare the techniques I'm using now to what was in my last one, like, there's a pretty big jump.
But guess what, Kazanzi?
What's that?
Your inspiration for your dance videos, JCD, is also entering ASIN.
I know.
In a dance video.
We'll see.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna slay your master?
Take that.
Are you going to take that crown from him?
I don't know if I want to, though.
I don't know, it's pretty difficult to beat out that brake pad effect that he had.
Oh, yeah, we'll see, brake we'll pads. See. Brake pads.
Well, that's what MJ called them.
What gave it that name, by the way?
MJ. And they do look like brake pads.
I never realized that.
They do, but I didn't. That.
They're freaking brake pads.
Hilarious.
I don't even know if people know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Eurofire.
Yeah, I'm just now thinking about it. That is pretty funny.
What are you going to use, man? Are you going to use a steering wheel or...
Oh, well, I will admit, there are wheels in it.
There are wheels
in it? Really? There is a wheel at one part, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, who knows? The brake pads, they might live on.
They might live on. I hope he's listening to this, but he's not. He used to listen to this. He used to be one of our loyal listeners from Europe, and we lost him. So what's your other video that you're working on, then?
My drama that I was going to try to get finished for AX, so I could have something else in there since try to
dude,
defend the title.
Drama. Come on, do it.
It's so slow. I mean, it's like...
Fine, I'm going to have a drama video, too. But mine's not going to be slow.
So you're going to try and win drama again at AX, huh?
Well, I at least have to defend the title. Like, I can't... Just submit to another category. I'll probably do two, but definitely drama first.
He's pulling a DW Chang.
Like, I have to at least try.
Dude, I'm sending to...
I'll dethrone you. Too, so.
Oh, no.
All right, that's it. Guys, everybody that's listening, send drama to AX.
No.
No, don't.
Dude, everybody submit a drama video to AX.
Yeah, just right
everybody.
Now. Take right out now. All the West Coast people.
That's right.
Even though, Colorado's not West Coast. What is that?
I'm just... Mountain? Central?
Yeah, you're not central.
It's in the middle. I am no coast.
No coast.
No coast. Mid coast.
You're no coast. You're mountain.
Yeah,
we each have our mountains here.
You're the up coast. Yeah. Up coast.
There you go. Midwest. Someone's got it right.
I see. All right. Good job.
All right.
So what do you do over there? What do you guys do in Colorado? Yes.
Other than breathe thin oxygen.
Thin oxygen.
Yeah, the air's all thin.
It's better than breathing like smog and mildew and stuff that's down in California. I cannot breathe when mildew. I go there. It's terrible.
I've never been there, so.
Just wait till you go. It's like breathing in like a really dirty sauna.
Wow.
Yum.
That's awesome.
Delicious. I've been to LA. It wasn't like that. What the hell?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Right, yeah, but you us. Don't live. Come you on. Don't go from here to there, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's come like on, right away.
Scott, what's it like? Come on, what's LA?
Well,
like?
I live in Sacramento, which...
Which isn't much better.
It's pollution.
Okay, wait,
that,
we have a late
it's not that
news,
bad, but, I mean...
He
LA's
says he's
nasty.
Alive, but Skype sucks.
Great.
Okay.
Moving on.
I know you wanted to know that. Okay. And LA sucks. He says he's been there.
I can take that. Right.
And scribe everything he's saying to me on AIM. That's it. He just stopped there.
All right, great.
So he says, LA sucks. I've been there. Maybe he meant it sucks because he's been there.
Yeah, now it sucks because he's been
yeah.
there.
He made it smoggy.
He's dude, tainted it.
I went over to LA and I farted in it and got all smoggy.
Yeah. LA's been knifed.
Knifed. All right. Yeah, I still have a bunch of songs to play out, so let me go with that.
Right.
What do I got? What do I have here? Blah. Okay, we have one from Scintilla, one from, I think this is from Kit, and
dude,
another one from,
like,
from Skylar.
Dude, I'm like five. Things,
yeah, I know, right? But I took one of them.
did you listen to any of them, or did you just...
No,
like...
I'm just going to play them. Right. I never listen to anything that people send me until they're on the radio.
All right.
Here we go.
That's good.
Yep, we're off air.
All right.
The show actually isn't that bad, considering we don't actually have a guest.
Dude, what did I tell you?
Yeah.
you were like, dude, it's going to be terrible. I was like, no, dude, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's because you're not on Ventrilo, too. That works.
That helps.
Yeah.
Because Ventrilo sucks.
Indeed. I agree.
Lee just called me a fag.
And so it's because Lee's a jerk. He called me a fag. Good call. We know what movie that's from.
Hell yeah. I still want to get through that movie.
Why do you want to get that for me?
Because you want it. Because I know you'd laugh your head off.
I want a lot of things.
Dude, you'd laugh your head off if I, like, got you that movie.
Maybe.
Yeah, you would. You'd be like, God damn it. Like, one day you'll be thinking, you know what? I could really go and watch Hard Candy.
At IndieCave this past year, were you at my really awful panel, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, that was, I couldn't figure out who you were, because I came in like 5 minutes after it started. And I'm like, who's this guy? I'm like, who is this? Yeah, you had the greatest TV in the world.
Oh, that sound was awful.
Like 10 decibels is the loudest that thing would go.
Yeah, that thing was really
bad.
Like,
are you serious?
No, it sounded so bad.
Yeah, they couldn't give me a projector.
Yeah, I was gonna step forward, but I had no idea who you were, so I was like, I guess I shouldn't interrupt this guy. All those people are like, how do you do effects? I like effects.
Oh man, you guys should have seen the AMV workshop panel at OhioCon.
What was it like?
It was the biggest waste of my life.
Wow.
It was 3 hours of just complete rap. I cannot.
Who was doing it?
It was me, Vic Bond, and Alan Chase. Or I guess
doing
like it was Alan Chase and me and Vic were just kind of there.
No, my panel was just an hour long, and I just basically talked for a few minutes and then just showed videos of random people's.
Oh man, it was an abomination. Like, we started with, like 50 people in the audience, and after about half an hour, there was, like, 6.
Wow.
And I didn't blame him. I wanted to leave, too.
You said it was a 3-hour panel?
Yes.
Jesus. Dear Lord.
Terrible. That's insane.
That's terrible.
Terrible. And they jumped right into After Effects. Like, that's what they wanted to talk about right away.
Yeah, but that's awful.
That's insane. I need to learn how to do After Effects one of these days.
And then, and Alan could not answer a question. He would, someone would ask a question, and he would talk for 15 minutes straight and never once actually answer the guy's question. Oh my god.
Wow.
But TJ, awesome. Have you met Alan, or Red Apple Productions, or GDJI?
Were they at AWA?
Yeah. He looks a lot like McKeed.
I didn't know who McKeed was until the middle of the contest when they were showing the stuff. He was apparently sitting next to me. I didn't even know it.
Oh, okay.
But no. I met a bunch of people at the dinner, but I don't know who some of them were.
Okay. So. Wait, which one's McKeed? He was at AWA?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I don't remember seeing him.
Well, I would go.
Wait,
find
who
you
was Dokul there?
No.
No.
But McKeed. Who was the one that I had convinced I was P-Wolf?
That was Alan. You had Alan convinced that you were P-Wolf.
Alan who?
Chase.
Chase is.
Red Apple Productions.
No.
Or maybe it was McKeed.
No, it was McKeed. McKeed does not look like freaking Zarxrax.
No, I'm not talking about Alan Klontz.
Alan who?
Chase. No, Alan Klontz is cool.
Who does Alan Chase look like?
He looks like McKeed.
Was he at A1?
I'm trying to tell you. Yes.
I don't remember this. Do I have a picture of him? I took a freaking ton of pictures. I should have gotten.
I don't think. Okay, I think Corin got a picture of the two of them side by side, and they were both wearing the same shirt because everyone was saying they looked alike. And I would go and get on Firefox and go find it for you, but I'm afraid my computer will blow up. I think I can try. Here, I'm gonna try.
Yeah, McKeed IM'd me after AWA, asking me if I went.
So far, so good.
It's hilarious.
You should go to AWA.
Nah.
Wait, so McKeed wasn't even sure that was me? weirdo.
Let's see.
I told him we were brothers.
There we go. Look. Okay, this is wait, hold on. I'm gonna PM to you. On IRC. I'm not on that. There we go.
Brad,
the guy on the left is McKee, the guy on the right is Alan. No, I'm not talking about Alan Klontz.
Oh, they do look the same.
Alan Klontz is badass.
How is he badass?
He's just cool.
He's the greatest.
They do look the
world.
Same. What the hell? Are they both in the same?
No. He just gave Alan gave him a Red Apple Productions.
It's just the glasses. That's why they look the same. And they have the kind of goatee beard.
And they're both really white and really easy.
Their hairstyle's different though. They're about the same height too. What the hell?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, man.
What a bunch of flamers. Yeah. There's a picture of me falling off the stage. Awesome. Who took these pictures?
Corin took them.
I need to get my Ewa pics uploaded sometime.
Oh yeah, you took like 100 photos. Where the hell are they?
Over 400.
What the hell?
Jesus.
And where the hell are they?
Just on my computer.
Freaking upload them so we can see them now.
Well, I don't have anywhere to upload them for one, and I need to recompress them. They're all in like some ridiculously large resolution.
Dude, compress
like
them and put them on
1000.
RDS. Okay.
Yeah, put them on the RDS photo gallery. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. I'll get them recompressed then and shrunk down.
Yeah, compress them, then I'll give them to me and I'll put
it
on.
Don't stick it in a pooper.
I'm gonna stick it in someone's pooper.
Not in my pooper.
Lord.
Please.
I'm gonna stick it somewhere.
Please, not my pooper. I need
dude,
that.
Dude, I'm gonna.
Dude. I need my pooper.
Dude, I'm gonna hate this truck.
What? Dude, it looks like. Is that your